music, yeah. Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day.
S&M all day, man. Welcome to Sports and Music. Yes, yes, it's another week, man. You know, thankful to be able to say that we made it to another week. God bless. Well, this is Sports and Music with Mo Ager, a.k.a. Maurice Ager. You like how I switch it around this time. Yo, I need you guys to go check out the new website, man. It's looking awesome. It's moager.com. That's M-O-E-A-G-E-R.com. And it's looking really good. You know, shout out to Brenda Taylor for doing an excellent job on, you know, getting this site revamped. And we have some cool things on the site. I need you guys to go over there and check out the Motown album. You can actually purchase the album on my website for $4.99. It's your choice, or you can go to iTunes and, you know, download it the traditional way. It's whatever works for you. You know, obviously, I want people to actually go to the website so we can continue to get that Mo Ager brand popping. You know, I thank everyone for being able to tune in also. But, yeah, definitely check out moager.com, M-O-E-A-G-E-R. And, yeah, I shot a video last week for it's called Pistons. It's actually a promo video for the album. I did a full-length video on my birthday that went really well, and it was pretty fun. But the video should be out hopefully this week or by the end of this week, shot by Louis Mail, Viewability. So stay tuned, guys, for that actual visual to come out. You know, I feel like my visuals is going to be something that's really going to put the album over the top, we're living in a day and age where people see more than they hear. So I feel like if you guys get an opportunity to actually see me in action, see me actually doing some of the work, putting in the hours and, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears into this music, and you guys can actually see it in the videos. And we have some pretty good guests on today, man. We kind of switched it up today, you know, instead of having a professional athlete on for my main guest, I have my boy David Stokes, a.k.a. Knoxville of the Olympics. You know, this is a guy I've known since, I want to say 2002 in college. You know, he's one of those guys who looked out for me, you know, musically coming up. And it was always good to be able to get encouraged by him because he was already in the music industry. And, you know, he's one of those guys who, you know, kept me motivated throughout the years and even today. You know, he's doing some really good things. We have, for the entrepreneur segment, I have my boy Chef E. Double. You know, he's from, I believe, Pasadena, California. He's out here and doing really well, man. He's doing this chef thing, you know. He's cooking up and doing some cool things in the kitchen. You know, so we're just switching it up a little bit this week, man. We got the good shit. He's dope. I can't even front, man. He used to do something over at Entourage every Sunday, man. The good breakfast brunch, it was fire. You know, all my people used to go over there and smash out, pig out for a couple of hours, watch the football games. But, you know, he has his own entity, man. He has a whole team of chefs, man, that's doing really dope. Now, we have a holiday artist of the week, B. Coolin from Texas. And his following on Twitter is amazing. You know, I just can't. You know, I can't go 5 minutes on without reading the timeline without seeing a million Be Cool and retweets. So he's actually doing really well. You know, he has a few singles out, and eventually me and him want to do some work together. So it's going to be pretty good to have him on the show. So hopefully everything goes well today, man. I thank everybody for tuning in to Sports and Music. Make sure you guys visit the website, moager.com. Go ahead and get the album. You can also go on iTunes, type in Mo Ager, M-O-E. Space Ager, and you know, the album should come up, Motown, Volume 1, Deluxe Edition. And the Deluxe Edition has 2 extra tracks, 3 instrumentals, so go check it out. So hopefully we have our first guest on the phone, David Stokes, a.k.a. Knoxville from Detroit, Michigan.
You there, what brother? Up? What up?
What up, though?
What's the deal, man? Chilling, man. What's the deal, man? What's going on?
Nothing, man. So you tell me, man.
I was waiting on this call. Every time I look on the mail, I'm like, man, got another guest, man. When are you going to have me on, man? You know, I know it's sports and music. I'm like, I need to be on. So, you know, it's a pleasure to be here, you know what I'm saying, to help my brother out, you know what I'm saying, be there, you know what I'm saying? So it's just chilling, man. Cold. You know, it's Arctic weather in Detroit right about now. You know
already
what I'm saying?
Know.
So, It's slow motion.
I feel the cool breeze from here in LA, man. You know what, man? It's been raining all morning. So it's all good.
Yeah. That's better than the cold. You know what I'm saying? It's better. I deal with the rain any day. You know?
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, man, we got the boy David Knoxville, a.k.a. David Stokes, man. He got a million nicknames for me, but, hey, man, tell the world who you are, bro.
Man, my name is Knox. You know what I'm saying? I'm 1/4 of the platinum producer of the Olympics. You know, our resume includes Young Jeezy, Rick Ross, Birdman, Lil Wayne, Yo Gotti, Rocco, Gucci Mane, Trouble. You know, the list just goes on and on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just been getting it in, you know what I'm saying, for 10-plus years, you know. So it's definitely music. It's definitely my life, you know what I'm saying, just like it's my brother Mo's life, you know what I'm saying. So let's get it. Let's get to it.
That's what's up.
Straight from Michigan, too, by the way.
Yeah, Detroit. And it's good,
Detroit.
Man. You know what, because that list is great. You didn't even list some of the stuff you did back in the day with.
Jim Jones, yeah, Jim Jones. Shout out to Jim Jones, man. He gave me my break, man. You know, I did his single Summer with Miami on his second album, Harlem Diary of a Summer, in 2005. You know what I'm saying? That was a good look, you know what I'm saying? And I always owe Jim, you know, he needed something. I was just in New York in November, and I hooked up with him or whatever. Gave him a couple records, you know what I'm saying? And it was real good records, you know. We were talking about doing this whole tape. He's about to do, just doing, you know, like, you know, exclusively, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully that comes into life, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard with schedules and stuff like that, but hopefully everything goes planned and we have a whole tape with the Olympics and Jim Jones, you know what I'm saying? So, no, shout out to Diplomat, man.
Dipset, that's what's up, man. You know what, we have to tell people, you know, how we met and, you know, how it happened. I just released the Motown album, Volume 1, Deluxe
Man, Edition. Yes, man. It's a good album. Y'all go get that.
Yeah.
Ain't no fluke. it's a real good album, sonically, you know, vocally, overall sonically, vocally, and production-wise, you know what I'm saying? It's a real, real, real good album, so y'all go check that out, you know what I'm saying? It's no fluke at all. I think, you know, the story is crazy. You know, we met through, what, the SoundClick, you know what I'm saying? I heard your stuff on SoundClick, and I hit you up on, was it AIM?
It was AIM. I said it in the song.
Yeah, hit you up on AIM, man.
It's a song called, I have on my album, it's called Hit You Back, and it's actually a dedication song to my homie here at Knox. And I'm explaining the whole story throughout the song, man. It was pretty cool. I said, I take you back to them SoundClick days when that boy James hit me on AIM. He like, what up, broski? Yo, you hoop and make beats too? I'm like, yeah. What you used to make heat with? So it was like that whole conversation, I remember it like it was yesterday.
You already know, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, one thing that, you know, that stood out is like when I first heard the music, I'm like, man, you know, You know, everybody, the athletes, they get pigeonholed when you hear that they do music, you know what I'm saying? And there's some athletes that, you know, they really could do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, God don't just give you one talent, you know what I'm saying? Some people got a lot more than one talent, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You just got to find it, you know, and music is still like the sole controller. Music can control your mood, how you feel, you know, how your day don't go, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, God bless you with that. You I got many other gifts that you may not even know.
Real
and the
talk.
Music, I'm like, okay, this is natural. You know, this is good. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was just like, man, let me hit him up, man. He's from the D2, man. You don't really, you couldn't tell me nothing. When I was doing music, he's like, I ain't a lot of good producers from the D. That's
Hello? Yo? Hello?
Hey, I apologize, Mo. I guess we lost him. He'll probably come back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
Apologize for the inconvenience. Okay, he's back in. Back to the show.
Okay.
What up? Yeah, man, my bad. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, man, just to hear it, you know what I'm saying, it was just... It's natural, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, you know, it ain't nobody from Detroit that's really... like, out here like that, so I'm going to hit him up, you know what I'm saying? So when I hit you up, you know what I'm saying, it was crazy from there.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That was cool.
And
that was cool.
That's the thing, you know, you can't find no more, like, just a natural, you know, the a producer that can compose, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are meticulous with your music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want everything to sound right to the end. You are like a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you don't really run past, you don't really, you know, encounter those kind of producers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I tell you in a heartbeat, man, hey, I can't do that. Like, you got it, bro. I can't do what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's a gift, bro, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was just on you heavy about just, man, you know, don't get discouraged. Like, we all bump into, you know, have our bumps, you know what I'm saying, blocks, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we just got to keep it moving, you know? So it's so hard to keep going, man. It's just so easy to quit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you just got to keep it going. But, you know, man, it's definitely, man, you know, it was definitely a long road travel, especially to get to this point to where you actually release an album. And would you think back then that you'd be doing an album right now? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, honestly, I never would have guessed it, man. Honestly, at this point in my life, I just turned 27. I didn't think I would be doing music full time. I thought I'd be my 8th to 10th year in the NBA. But you know, of course, things work out the way they worked out. I mean, you know me since then. You always know music was always my passion, and I tell people all the time that you was one of those guys who actually, you know, believed in me, man. It's almost like, it's a lot of times you believed in me when I didn't really believe in myself. Musically, because it's like, man, I'm like, yo, I'm making all your hot beats and this, that, and the other, but nobody really hopping on them, and, you know what I mean? So I feel like, even to this day, man, I feel like even if you're at the top level, you know, with your music, man, it's always times you're going to hit, you know, discouragement and blocks and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's more, to me, it's more pressure at the top, because it's like, you got to top the last thing that you did, you know what I'm saying? You got to outdo yourself over and over and over again. You know, and then
yeah.
You got the same, you know, shoot, you may be at the top, you may have 10 more acres chewing at your toes right up under you, waiting for you to slip up. So it's like,
right.
You know, me personally, I would rather find a nice spot on the line in between, walk that fine line perfectly to where you don't get chewed up and spit out, and you don't fall to the ground, and you got to humble yourself. You know, you always just, you know, you stay humble. You know, everybody you meet, it may be some a-holes, you know what I'm saying? You still just stay the same person you was when you had a dollar in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why you're getting all the good feedback you're getting, because you were never on no other stuff. Your music is good, and you got a good attitude, and you carry yourself the right way. So it's like, it's all coming back, you know what I'm saying? So you're definitely going to be smooth, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I appreciate that, man. So, like, to all those music guys out there, producers, artists, like, what's your biggest advice for those guys who actually, you know, who are struggling or just feel like they just can't get over the block and they just, you know, trying so hard, but they just can't get over that, you know, that hump?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's a good question. You know what I'm saying? I think it's producers. They definition of them struggling is, like, they just can't get no major placement, you know. And 9 times out of 10, well, it's either one or two things, man. You know, a lot of producers, they'll just shoot some music out, you know, because they hang around people that say, oh, man, you could do beats, you know. Man, and sometimes that's not right because there's a lot of yes men around you, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people going to say you good if they can't do what you're doing, you know. So it's like, you really got to respect your craft. And this is going to be like a long answer, so I don't know if you got time for me to just, you know.
Oh, no, do you think, brother?
Just talk on, okay, so it's like, you know, what I used to do is, like, exercises. I used to put all my favorite producers' beats on the CD along with mine and just see how it flows sonically. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that sounds right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that feel. You know what I'm saying? And then, two, you know, we living in a digital age, you know, where you got SoundCloud, you got Reverb Nation, you got all these websites. It's so easy for somebody to put a tape up, a beat tape, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's good, too. But to this day, you can never emulate human interaction. You have to have a face. You have to be seen. So all the little money producers may be spending on smoking, drinking, whatever, save your money, take trips. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first started doing music, man, like, 5 of us, me, Angel, like, 3 other people, we, and Ty, you know Ty, you know what I'm saying? We all went to New York. I had a blazer. I rented a blazer. Man, when I tell you, I went to New York, I pressed up, like, 200 CDs. I did a remix tape with just a whole bunch of verses on it. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, man, I'm going to go to Harlem, 145th and Broadway. Man, I went out to New York, got a hotel room. I booked the room online, went out there. Man, the hotel was horrible. It was like the Coming to America suite. Like, it was a brick wall to the window.
Yeah.
You know, the window, the view was a brick wall, and the TV was one of those things that you used to bring in grade school when you had movie day that you rolled the TV in on. The TV was on that. And we had a community bathroom, man, and the room, the temperature was in New York was like 90 degrees, man. It was hot as H-E double hockey stick, bro. Like, we were on the fire escape and slept on the rooftop. That's how hot it was, bro, like, because it was raining outside. So, man, I went out to 145th and Broadway, passed out CDs, you know, really grinded it out. Met J Mills, met Dipset, met a couple R&B dudes, you know what I'm saying? But everything, it paid off. So it's like, you got to physically be out here too, you know what I'm saying? People got to take trips. Nobody's not going to know who you are behind a mouse, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter if you have a profile, blogs, man, get out here and really interact with these people, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And you really need to, and producers need to get behind the artist too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get behind the artist, or you got to mold the artist. It's not any of that going on now. You know what I'm saying? Like, no Dr. Dre and Snoop, no Primo and Gurus, none of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to do that and make noise. Now, that's the best way right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the absolute best way for a producer to get in, is to make noise with an artist. You know what I'm saying? Because the artist-producer relationship now is horrible, man. It is horrible. It's no respect or nothing between the artist and the producer. Producer take a record, the artist to take a producer record, mixtape it, you know what I'm saying? And it's so much you can get into, but, man, the producers that's running into blocks, man, just really got to get out here. You have to do what you haven't done to get the results you haven't had, you know?
Right.
So just to sum it up.
That's what's up, man. It's the boy Knoxville. We got to take a quick commercial break. We have sports and music. We'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azulee and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Azulee treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Yep. We right back, man. Call us. Feel free to call in. The number should be on the website. So, yo, Knox, bro. You know,
what
I think you said some key things, bro. I think we're living in a society where the artist-producer relationship has really, you know, gone bad. Now, for some reason, I feel like it's been a war between the two. And, you know, as much as I've experienced it a lot in the past year or so, the past 2 years of just dealing with artists and, you know, artists not really being appreciative or, you know, whatever the reason may be, I feel like those were some of the driving forces for me to actually go and do my own thing with my own, because I feel like I always had the ability to actually get on a mic and compose and put together a record. So I feel like that's one of the reasons why I kind of, you know, just took matters into my own hand. For me personally, I feel like I've been able to accomplish more by just being more self-sufficient with, you know, the Mo Egger brand and actually producing my records and writing my records and putting them out that way, man. What's your take on that, being a platinum producer?
Man, I think that, you know, see, with the artist, this is like the protocol, you know what I'm saying? And it's out. This is what happens. You know, you have... you know, artist X, you know what I'm saying, he's working on his tape. You want one thing, if you want to just really break it down, we have to really go a little bit deeper. If you got time, I'll talk about it, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know, with rap and hip-hop, unlike any other genres, you know what I'm saying, we are unique.
You know what I'm saying? And the one thing that really hinders and messes up the producer-artist relationship is mixtapes. That is, like, the thing that really has killed the producer-artist relationship, you know?
Yeah.
So the blueprint for an artist now, and this is every artist, you know, with the exception of probably Jay-Z and probably Kanye West, Eminem, the top tier, you know what I'm saying? They rarely do it. You know what I'm saying? They rarely put mixtapes out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Jay-Z bought something out since Dame Dash was with Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the thing that they do is, you know, okay, I'm about to get ready to start working on my album. Okay, Mo, I need some beats for my album. Then, you know, you don't hear from the artist. Then all of a sudden they drop a mixtape. Your record is on the mixtape. You know, you didn't give any kind of consent for them to use it for the mixtape. You know, mind you, this is what you do for a living. So now that money is gone. There's no way to make any kind of money from that. You just wasted energy. Even though, you know, it's a name, it's an artist with a name, you know, that may help you get a little bit more exposure. But still, at the end of the day, they got paid to do it, so you need to get compensated. Then they could take their mixtape and go on tour and make $30,000 a show or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't get none of that. So it's like that's disrespectful right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so you know that's one thing that messes it up. You know, another thing that messes it up too is like producers. You know, they're so thirsty to work, you know, like, okay, if you put your foot down and say, no, I'm not working with you, it's just another person right up under you that'll do it for free. You know what I'm saying? He don't care. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't compromise. You know what I'm saying? You can't compromise the art, man. You know, if you're really a producer, you know, you got to put your foot down on, you know, certain things. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just about money. It's a respect thing. You know,
yeah.
if you just come to me and ask me, can you use it for the tape, go ahead, you know, because this is what we love to do. So if you ask to do it, then, yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Because once you go into your quote-unquote career, chasing money is no longer a career. It's a job now. It's your regular – it's work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to do it for the love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if it was just a respect thing like that, you know, then it would be different. You know what I'm saying? And it's just – it's N-I-G-G-A rigged. I don't know if I can say
right.
the word. I know we're on internet radio, but it's rigged.
Yeah.
And it's not – you know, country, R&B, you know, pop, you know, Justin Bieber ain't doing no mixtape, you know what I'm saying? He's working on his album, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Beyonce not doing a mixtape, she working on her album, you know? So it's like,
right.
and then, you know, everybody just mixtape. How about you do an album? Mixtape is just, to me, an excuse for saying, well, in case my album fails, this is just a mixtape, you know? Like, it ain't a real tape, it's a mixtape. Like, man, like, do real albums, man. Like, it's just bad, you know? So
that
has to be cleaned up.
Yeah, obviously, it's so oversaturated, man, and it's making our community look, you know, kind of bad. So what do you say about a person like myself who actually didn't take them? I've never put out a personal project of my own at all, and I just came up with an album, a full-fledged album. Like, what do you say for that situation?
I mean, I think that's good. For one, that shows confidence in you and your material, you and creating your material. You know what I'm saying? Like, if just the average listener, you know, they would be more inclined to buy yours knowing that it is an album and it's not a mixtape. Just hearing that word, to me, hearing that word sometimes, like, man, like, I remember one time I said I would rather hear, like, racist words like N-I-G-G-E-R before I hear the word mixtape, man. Like, I hate that word, bro. Like, I really hate it unless we talking about DJ Clue Funk Flex mixtape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hear the word mixtape no more. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
I mean, that's
bad.
Good. It's, why?
I think it's bad because it really depreciates it because everybody can do it. I feel like it's a situation to where, okay, now I'm putting out a mixtape, but people aren't treating the mixtapes as albums. But by using the word mixtape is what licensing companies see it and automatically, okay, we're not going to work with this person because, you know what, he doesn't own his music. Because typically mixtapes back in the day were people rapping on everybody else's beats. So
mm-hmm.
now when these licensing companies and these publishing companies are out there, it's a mixtape, all right, cool, we're afraid of it because you don't own your music.
Yep, exactly. So and then in a sense, that's hindering the artist, you know. So it's like, you know, it's a complicated thing, man. And I just think that, you know, a long time ago, like I used to say, man, it's bad because everyone raps. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing.
Everybody raps, man. And I remember back in the day, man, where if you couldn't do nothing with yourself, you know, if you just couldn't, you was in a corner, man, you would go to the army, man. Now artists and producers, when they can't do nothing with their life, they go to Guitar Center and become a rapper or a producer. You know what I'm saying? So that's Angel said, "What's up, too?" By the way, Mo.
Tell us what up.
All right. Yeah, but that's the thing now. So it's like everybody want to do it, man. Everybody
right.
wants to do it. So
since we're on that point, and you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and you guys have sold records. You guys have worked with some of the top guys in the game. How do you feel that like SoundClicks and people leasing their beats and selling their beats for $5 here and there? How do you feel like that affects, producers? Well, producers. Because I remember at one point you told me that how do you feel about that, man? How do you feel like it's affecting the beat game right now?
When I first started doing sound, I was on SoundClick, That's, that's how I make, used through SoundClick, So I can't sit here and say, I'm against it. I wasn't against it, but when you get into the game, you actually see what it can do. I'm not even going to lie. It was a time where the last album I bought was Iron Man by Ghostface. I used to burn CDs all the time. Iron Man didn't come out since 96. So I was burning CDs, movies, all that. But when you actually are in it and you see the repercussions that bootlegging or just doing certain things can do, so I think stuff like SoundClick, is being true to the art, like it's cool to have your music on there for display, but when you just say something like, oh, beats for lease for $10.99 or exclusive rights for $20, like, man, you're selling yourself short. Man, that's all you want, you must be rich. So but don't complain about you not having money and you sitting on the internet selling beats for $20. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's bad now because everybody is doing music, man. So it's discouraging at times, man. It's just real bad because you don't run across people that do the footwork a lot. You don't run across a lot of managers or a lot of promo people. You run across either artists or producers, So SoundClick is good and it's bad at the same time. You just got to know how to use it.
Right, yeah, I think it's helped a few people, like Kane Beats, Johnny Juniala. So how do you feel that, building a foundation versus having quick success is detrimental to having longevity?
But, I think when you, like I was telling you earlier, I want to get in that, our thing is to have longevity. So what you want to do is just get in between that line, you don't want to get chewed up and spit out, Hollywood will do that to you once you make it. You know what I'm saying? They will chew you up and spit you out, and you won't be talked about for a long time. So it's like you want to just try and ride the wave a little bit but still be by the shore. You know what I'm saying? Because you do not want to get used up. Because once you get used up, once somebody that matters, use somebody else, then that's where everybody's shifting to. So, you want to just kind of be under the radar, but you want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? So, it's hard, man. It's a real difficult thing to do. That's the best way that you could really have longevity, and that's important. You don't want to be a microwave music maker. You just hop 1 minute and that's it. You not want to make microwave music, whether you're an artist or a producer.
Right. So yeah, I think that's one thing. Ever since I've been making music, I just think just because of my background and where I come from, I think that's what really enabled me to actually put so much into my music, And sometimes I had to, sometimes I would get discouraged just because I'd be like, okay, am I putting too much into my production? Because nowadays you hear production where it seems like they probably made it in 5 minutes. But then again, you look at it like, all right, how long do I want to last? Do I want to last for a summer or do I want to last for, a very long time? Do I want to be around for ages when I'm 50, 60 years old, still able to compose and produce music because it's respected versus, something that was just slapped together with no soul and no spirit, So those are questions I think we have to continue to ask ourselves as, people that sit behind these keyboards and trying to come up with this music.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, you just gotta just figure out just how to just, man, just have a lengthy career. That's the most important thing, you know. So you definitely gotta. Everybody got their own way, you know what I'm saying? Like that's my idea. That's from what I've seen, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely gotta figure it out.
That's what's up. Okay, man. So tell the listeners, how can they get Beats from the Olympics, man? Where can they go hear your music?
Man,
if
they want to get with us, you know, we got Twitters, you know what I'm saying? You can reach me on Twitter, you know, at Olympic, OlympicKnox. Olympic Knox. It's all one word, you know what I'm saying? And for the game heads, you know, that's my tag on PS3 for trying to get it in Black Ops, you know, whatever. You know, I'm always down for a battle. You can reach us also, the group page is at @the_Olympics, OlympicKS. Man, usually, you know, we don't have beats posted, but you can go to YouTube. We released an instrumental project called The Beats That Didn't Make Teflon Don. It's pretty much just a compilation of beats that we submitted to Ross when we were doing the Teflon Don album that he passed up on. So we put it out just for the public to hear. It got Mafia Music 2, the instrumental, and it got a couple good It's a real good, solid project. So if you want to go on there, you can search, you know, and it's like 13 tracks, if I'm not mistaken. And it's real good. It's real good music for the ears, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's one way. And if they want to get at us through email, it's Olympic Beats, OlympicBeats, @gmail.com. For any kind of inquiries, whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you need us to host a tape, anything, you know, so just get at us.
No doubt, man. That's the boy Knoxville, Dave Stokes. Make sure you guys go get the album too, because he actually produced the record "Hit You Back," and then Olympics produced that record. So, you know, he's one of the. Well, I only had two producers on my album besides. Yeah, it was two producers, and he was one of them. So make sure you guys go and, you know, download that album, download the album or the song, so you can, you know, be more familiar with Knoxville of the Olympics. So, man, thanks again for joining us again, man. Tell Angel I said what's up, man. We'll wrap soon.
You already know, bro. You need me. I'm on deck, like Patio said, man.
Man, I appreciate you coming on, brother. Thanks
a
lot.
Oh, yeah, peace.
That's Sports the Music, guys. With Mo Agri, man, we're about to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
What's up, brother? Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week. Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuli and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuli and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodIfGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yo. We back. Sports and Music. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by VWNetwork.com. Make sure I get that right. Yeah, man. We had the guy. Now, I had the pleasure of having Knoxville on the show. He, hopefully you guys were able to tune in and be able to get some really, really good information on the music industry and the ins and outs and, you know, some of the things that you need to know in order to be able to stay afloat. And, you know, just like myself and everyone else, you know, I want to continue to learn and, you know, do the best I possibly can. But our next guest is my boy, Chef E Double Dub. You there, brother?
I'm there, sir.
What's up, boy? What's goody?
Say it one more time. I didn't hear you.
I said, what's good with you, brother? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm there, man. I'm good, man. I'm blessed to be here. No complaints at all. I woke up this morning.
That's what's up, man. That's a blessing always, brother.
Hey, man, tell the world who you are, man. You on sports and music, man. Let them know.
You know, Chef E Double. They like to call me Celebrity Chef. I like to call myself a chef to the people. You know what I mean? Like, you
yeah.
don't have to be a celebrity to be able to, you know, come in contact with my cuisine. I met a few chefs that, you know, in their bio it says, you know, if you're a celebrity, get at me. No, if you're a lover of food, if you're passionate about food, you know, go ahead and reach out because I'm here for everybody, man. I'm here for everybody.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Last I checked, everybody needs good food. Like, you know, like you got to be a celebrity to get some good grub. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. That's good, man. Yeah, man. I've had the pleasure of you know, being able to, you know, do the lunch brunch things over at Entourage. You know, when Entourage was open recently, you know. You know, RIP to Entourage, you know, held it down for a couple years. But, yeah, man, just talk about some of the things you guys do, like, on a weekly basis, you know, with, you know, you and your crew, man. Tell us about your team.
All right, well, one of the weekly events that I put on, I don't know if you ever got the opportunity to come out. I think you did. You came out to my Tuesday night event, which was held at Cafe Entourage. And pretty much what that event was, it was called Living. And I named it that because I feel like right now people don't really take the time to live their lives as much as they really should, you know, and that goes to the stresses in life, man, you know, bills and work and kids and wife and girlfriend and, you know, baby mama drama, whatever it is you got going on in your life, sometimes you just really need to, you know, take a few hours off and live. And with that, what living was about was the infusion in between food and music. Live music. We had some of the baddest live musicians in the Los Angeles area and in the world, man. We had a whole bunch of people who came through and showed a lot of love. You know, Living was about every week I'd do a special chef menu. I would change it up, you know, three or four different items, an entree, maybe a dessert, you know, have the people come out. You know, we didn't put a dress code on the event. We just let people come out and live and have a good time, and that kind of became its own identity. People would get dressed up, people would feel good, come out, listen to the live music, enjoy, you know, a special chef's menu, and really just get to, you know, for whatever those few hours from 8 o'clock on to 1 a.m. You know, they just lived a little bit, and that was important, man. That was important to have a feel good event. That's what I like to call it. Like I tell people. Every week, I look forward to Tuesdays because it's not only an event where, you know, I'm generating income, but it was just an event that I genuinely enjoyed. I look forward to Tuesdays every week when we had it going. So that's living.
That's
man.
One thing. I could, you know, that's one thing. That's why I reached out to you, man. I can really tell that you really take, you know, ultimate pride in your craft. You know, special craft to be able to cook and, you know, because good food, you know, it pleases the. You know, it pleases the world, bro. So it's really good to be able to see someone out here just really just taking the craft. I feel like creative people, man, I think we all need to stick together in one thing, knowing that, man, it takes passion. It takes all these things to come together and make something great, man. And something you said that was great, man, just living, man. I feel like I just get caught up in just trying to make this happen, making sure this album hot, making sure this. You know what, man? Sometimes you do need to really fall back and just. Take a second just to, you know, reflect and live, like you said, man, because your mind needs it more than you really could ever imagine, bro.
You said something I want to elaborate on before you go on to the next one. You said that we, you know, are all artists, and I agree with that because before I was introduced to you, but I was sitting there one day, Sunday brunch, and my boy DJ EQ had put on a track. And I was kind of blown away. I'm like, who is this? who is this? And it happened to be one of your tracks. And that's kind of how, you know, me showing that love from one artist to the next. You know, I'm a culinary artist. You know, you're a musical artist. Like, that's that same love that comes through being an artist. Like, me being able to show that love because I truly, genuinely enjoy your production. Like, I was like, this is really going hard right here.
I really appreciate that, man. You know, shout out to Q, man, for throwing that record on for me, man. And, you know, just for you to be able to notice that, I don't even know, I think you was in the back cooking, And you just came from my, you know, back of the kitchen, you know, and gave me some props, man. So I really respect that, bro. So, you know, everybody loves food, man. Tell us what food really means to you, bro.
I mean, food is, to me, food means, it's like a blank canvas. And what it does for me is it allows me to express who I am through cooking. That's what food is to me. Even if it's just raw ingredients, if it's just fruit, like there's a chemical that goes to your brain that tells your brain this is great when you bite into a grape. The crisp taste and the, you know, that crisp crunch you get when you bite into a grape, from the sweetness to the little skin that's over it, like it food is. I want to say that it's identified through everybody individually. So
right.
you might have an experience with something that you never thought you'd have that experience through that dish or that cuisine or just that ingredient. So
exactly.
I mean, food is a beautiful thing, man. We all need it. We all for the most part we all enjoy it. I don't think I really met anybody who says I don't enjoy food.
Yeah, something wrong with them. And that's crazy. When I think about Cafe Entourage, I think about lamb chops, and I think about asparagus, and I think about the yogurt sauce that come on the side with the tomatoes and the mashed potatoes. And I'm mad because it's gone now, man. I'm actually heated now because it's like that's what I – every time I think about Entourage, I'm like, oh, yeah. Asparagus, lamb chops, well done. I'm good. But
hey,
you know what?
Love the lamb chops, man. I think I've seen you maybe about 4 or 5 different times order the lamb chops, bro.
The lamb chops, man. You got to teach me how to make that asparagus, dog. I'll be straight.
Done deal. I got you.
That's what's up, man. Tell everybody what led you to become a chef, bro.
You know what? Honestly, I was really into art. Drawing and painting was my first love ever since I was a young man. And I think as I graduated from junior high going to high school, I had an option of 2 different electives. And one was, you know, art, which I was for sure going to do, like a basic arts class. And then the second elective at that time before it was a culinary arts program. I went to a school in Los Angeles, high school at Dorsey High School in Los Angeles, and they had a really good culinary arts program, which was run by a teacher by the name of Miss Marzette, my dog, my ace, the lady who pretty much got me established in the kitchen. And that's how I got involved. Now, how I started, I'd have to say I started cooking in the kitchen with my older brother and with my mother. You know, I was a youngin', and, you know, I was always watching, you know, what they had going on, or if at any point if I could cue in and cut something up or, you know, put the sauce on. You know, that was something that I was curious about, I was interested in. So that's probably where it originated. But I feel like that love for art, period, kind of incorporated it.
Right. That's dope, bro. Man, that sounds like you put it all together, you know. Now it's making sense for you, brother. So describe your typical day when preparing for an event.
So I wake up in the morning.
Early
and,
morning.
I feel like it's really good to put a task list together. Organization is probably the most important thing when, you know, you're dealing with a client or you're dealing with a catering job, is to make sure that you don't miss anything. Really, you know what? I want to say that the organization part that you put together is so that you don't miss as many things as you're going to miss. Because at some point, you're going to leave something. Oh, I forgot the honey. I forgot the skewers that are going into the surf and turf. Like, it's
right.
Always something that end up getting missed, no matter how well I prepare for it. So it's really about, you know, making sure that the essentials, you know, any key ingredients or anything that the client definitely asked for or wanted on the menu, just to make sure all of those things were executed. So I'm really big on organization and just making sure that the client is happy. So that's the typical if we got a job, we got to do.
Yeah, that's key, man. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'll be on Instagram, and of course, I see your dishes, and I'm like, oh, word, what is that? It'd be like a lobster macaroni / on top of some stuffed salmon. I'm like, all right, man, what is that? Like, what's your favorite dish, man? What's your go-to dish? Like, if you had to make a favorite dish, like, everybody's like, yo, if you had to, if they had to get one dish from Chef E-Dub, what would that be, bro?
Man, that's a trick question, bro. Why you do me like that? Why you do me like that?
I watch the Instagram, dog. I don't know.
Hey, I'd say if I had to. Actually, let me give you. I'm gonna give you my answer to that question because I get asked that question a whole lot. So my answer to that question is to come to your house right now. Whatever Mo got in his refrigerator, that's what I would like to put together. So you might say to yourself, man, I don't have nothing in there. I got some carrots that I've been chewing on. I got a few apples. I might have got a piece of chicken, you know, and that's it.
That's all about right, though.
It's enough for me to create something, bro. Like, the just the bare ingredients, just the simplest things. I mean, you know, granted, I might bring a few more things, you know, some fresh herbs or a heavy cream, but there's so much that can be created out of the smallest or the minimum amount of ingredients. So if I had to answer that question, before I tell you what I feel like the people should try, I would come to whoever's house and try to create, or at least see what they have already as a base. And then if we have to go to the store and grab some things, but I'm really a creator off of anything. I like to turn nothing into something.
Right.
Now,
so
now that I've got that out the way.
Okay.
For the listeners, who are saying, well, you know, what does this dude do? Or, what is he known for? I'm known for a whole lot, man. From French, Mediterranean, soul, Caribbean, Italian, Asian fusion. I use a lot of different cooking techniques between all of those. I would probably have to say the shrimp stuffed egg rolls are probably one of my fan favorites. I've been doing them for maybe since 2005 when I was running there's a spot on Pico called the Comedy Union. I was running my business out of the kitchen, man. Small little kitchen. And I think we had like 5 hours. We had the hot wings, the shrimp stuffed egg rolls, nachos, and like French fries.
That's how fire, bro.
The owner of the comedy club still calls me and lets me know that people still come in and order the shrimp. Y'all don't have the shrimp stuffed egg rolls no more? Oh, man, them was on fire. Like,
about
7 years later, they still calling about those shrimp stuffed egg rolls. So if I had to call a staple or a favorite, it would probably be the shrimp stuffed egg rolls, the honey glazed salmon. People are really big on my teriyaki bowls. I've been doing those for years. But those are probably some of the staples. But, again, the range from cuisine to food, it's unlimited. It's unlimited.
That's what's up, man. Continue to be versatile with the food, man, as I continue to be hungry hearing you talk about stuffed egg rolls and hot wings and fries and nachos and, you know.
Well, next time you just got to have me come down to the studio, man, and we can have this interview in person, and I'll bring some taste so the people can hear you eating the food and hear your expressions. Like, good old, man.
That's what's up. Hey, bro. I think the people want to know, what's some famous people that you actually cook for, man? I know we talk about, you know, the celebrity chef and this, that, and other. Like, what celebs, like, take your food? I'm like, yo, bro.
I feel like I've cooked for quite a few people. I've had the opportunity to cook for Halle Berry. Brandon Jennings is one of my constant and probably one of my best clients. For the Milwaukee Bucks. Professional boxer Andre Berto is one of my newest clients that I've been dealing with. And when I tell you, the guy is down to earth. He's a real 100 dude. Salute to Andre Berto. That's one of the newest I've added on. Craig Robinson is also a big supporter of Chef E Double and the cuisine. Tony Rock, JoJo, Brandon T. Jackson, Shannon Brown and Monica, Nick Young, plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, James Harden, that plays for the now Rockets. You know, I got a long list. I done touched quite a few people, man, or they touched me, you know what I mean? And
just
the fact that these people that hold these positions, I mean, at the end of the day, they're regular people just like you and me. But, you know, the fact that they, you know, call upon me to utilize my services, it's an honor, man. It's a definite honor. A crazy story is the way I met Andre Berto was actually through Instagram. You know, he hit me on my page like, yo, I heard about you, son. You free for Super Bowl? I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. let's make something happen, man. Even somebody has actually told me, which I need to reach out, is that Raheem Devine follows me on Instagram. I didn't even know that until one of my friends actually was like, do you know Raheem Devine follows you on Instagram? I'm like, I had no idea. So, you
that's
know, like, food connects so many different people, athletes, you know, just it connects everybody. It connects everybody.
Right.
And I'm glad that, that I've been able to use that to, you know, accomplish some things.
That's what's up, man. That's awesome, man. You know, I heard you mention Shannon, you know, me and him. I know Shannon like the fool, you know, because me and him, we went to the same college, man. We played together at Michigan State, man, so I consider him a brother from another mother. So.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. I did Shannon, they had a Christmas Day dinner. And they played, too. They played that day. This was probably about, this when he was on the Lakers, so probably about three or four years ago. You know, they had the Christmas dinner with the family at the house after the game, and, you know, I was blessed to be able to go over there and service everybody with, you know, some good old cuisine. Good old.
That's what's up. Okay, bro, man. This is the portion of the show, man. We need to know where you going to be at, man. How can we find Chef E-Double, man? Where's the hot spots to where we can come get some of this good food, man? How can we follow you on Twitter, you know? Fill us in.
So I get to drop my little plug. It's the plug hour.
It's the plug hour.
Plug hour. All right. Well, first of all, everybody can go ahead and reach out to me for, you know, a job, inquiry, or any questions or anything at www.chefedouble, and that's edouble.com. That's the website. If you want to follow me on Instagram and, you know, catch some of the cuisine or drop me some questions or, you know, anything, go ahead and that's Chef E-Double at Instagram.com. Then we also have the E-Double Catering Instagram, and that's just all food. You know, sometimes you get a little bit of lifestyle in the Chef E-Double, because not only is it the food, but it's also a way of life, man. So I might be partying with people I snap some shots with. But other than that, you got the website, you got the Instagram, the Twitter is at Chef_E-Double, and that's spelled the same way. And that's pretty much it, bro. That's pretty much it. Right
that's
now,
tough.
I don't have any weekly events going on, but, you know, I got some meetings this week. So, you know, if you stay in the loop, you'll figure out where I'm at. You'll see it in between Twitter and Instagram, and we'll definitely
that's
have dope. A little video for brunch or for the Tuesday night coming up pretty soon.
That's what's up, bro, man. Well, definitely keep me posted, man. You know I'm always down to support the movement, the Chef E-Double movement, man. And I really appreciate you coming on to the show, man, Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. We will be in contact. So you guys make sure you follow E-Dub. And I'm going to hit you up later on, man. Maybe you can cook up some tacos or something, brother.
Let's do it. Hey, Mo, also.
It's Taco Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, isn't it? Man,
it's
we got
Taco
Tuesday,
up. Bro.
It is, man. We got to do something. I also want to let the people know I'm working on a lifestyle piece that'll be probably airing in the next week or so. It's called Who is Chef E-Double? And pretty much what that is, it'll be coming out on YouTube. It'll be on the website. It just gives you a little bit of insight on the life, you know, how I got where I'm at, you know, and people really love to feel, you know, that hometown winning story. So if y'all stay tuned for that, log in. You know, follow up with me, Who is Chef E-Double? Look for the hashtag. I'll be tweeting it and Instagramming it.
That's what's up, man. I'm going to support the movement, bro. Thanks again for coming on to the show, brother.
Appreciate you, bro.
All day. Yeah, that's the guy, Chef E-Double, and he's a great chef. I've tasted his food. You know, a lot of my good friends have tasted his food. You know, he has a whole team. You know, they travel everywhere. You know, they do catering. They get it in, man. They, you know, good guys. More than anything else, there's some really good guys who really care about, you know, feeding your belly the right way. So that's good. So hopefully we got the highlight artist of the week be cooling. Are you in queue? It's not in queue. Okay. Well, hopefully he calls in pretty soon here, you know, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. But, yeah. You know, we got a chance to sit down and talk about some really good things with some good people. You know, Chef E-Double, man, he has a really good mind. And I feel like, you know, us as artists, you know, we all have to come together and understand that, you know, our creativities is what makes the world go round a lot of time. You know, David Knoxville, he gave us some good information on, you know, just continue to
you know, stand afloat in the music industry, not only just coming in feeling like you just want to last for a short amount of time, but, you know, putting in the work, the effort, the foundation in order to last for, you know, for a lifetime, you know, even after, you know, your music legacy is done, even when you're long gone, man, just keeping that music prevalent, keeping it dope, you know. And he's one of those guys who really lifted me up early on in my musical career, and that's one person I have to thank. And make sure you guys go download the album. It's moager.com. You can actually get it on iTunes too, and it's available for download. So thanks again for guys who are tuned in for the show. And it's Easy Way Broadcasting, brought to you by the WNetwork.com. I have to slow down and say it because it's like a tongue twister for me. But make sure you guys, you know, if you can't tune in to this show, you know, make sure, you know, you get the link and, you know, share it with your friends and we can go from there. Thanks again for tuning in. Sports and Music with Mo Ager. I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Ager, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.